A former head of the Australian military has warned that the ADF needs to do more to integrate climate change impact into defence planning. Retired Admiral Chris Barry has co-authored a new report by the Climate Council that says climate change is a significant and growing national security threat. The report says the frequency and scale of natural disasters in our region will increase and that Australian defence is lagging far behind the US and UK in its response. I spoke with Chris Barry a short time ago.
The United States and in the UK, they've now mainstreamed climate change impacts into direct defence planning, and that's an important factor that's now driven down, for example, into Pacific Command in Hawaii. We're sort of left standing a little bit behind that, so I'd like to see us catch up at least to our colleagues and be out there on the front foot. So it would be right to say we've been left behind a bit.
Why has that happened? Why has defence and government here been reluctant to accept that this may be a national security problem?
Well, I think it'd be a mistake to think defence hasn't been doing some work. It has, and that's well and good. But when you analyse the current state of play in all three countries, you'll realise just how far behind we've become. For example, have we looked at the climate change risks to critical civilian infrastructure and the civilian workforce and its impacts on military infrastructure operations and training? Well, our allies have done that, but we haven't, according to us. Have we had a look at risk assessment of climate-affected extreme weather events on military bases? Well, I think protecting our bases against climate extreme weather events would be an important thing to do so we can be prepared to respond as required.
And there have been a number of reports in recent years warning of the potential security consequences of climate change. Has Defence been listening?
Well, I think, Audrey, people in Defence have been. When you look at the table that we've set out in our report, there are still many gaps in what we have been doing. We'd just like to see those caught up with and to get up on the front foot again.
And what are some of those gaps?
Well, mainstream climate change impacts into defence planning is a direct activity. In the United States, the Pacific Command has been directed to engage climate change issues throughout the region. In the UK and in the US, those have been mandated by the lawmakers. These are the kinds of things that show climate change impacts are going to have a significant impact, and we really do need to get prepared.
We have a defence white paper that's due in the next couple of months. Previous recent defence white papers haven't really put climate change front and centre. Do you expect this one will? And if it doesn't, what does that say?
Well, I think one of the reasons we prepared this report was with a view to the white paper and also the Paris conference in December. Yes, previous white papers have paid scant attention to climate change issues, and that's been a bit of a disappointment. We would like to see it become front and centre as one of the main issues on national security.
Retired Admiral Chris Barry.